My past was broken, filled with hatred and vengeance. Then God changed my life and took me from zero to hero.
If people can have a relationship with God that will change the nations, they will see their chains breaking. But how can they have a relationship without spending time with God?
I was lost, not knowing whom do I go to, not knowing whom do I turn to, not knowing whom do I really speak to. But when I found God, God has changed my life.
I remember, man, when I was in high school, I was so, so broken. My life was a mess. And I remember when I got to a point where I wanted to commit suicide. But you know, what God did in my life is actually a miracle.
Something that's broken cannot function. So I could not function at all. But when God restored me, I saw a whole lot of great things happen through my life.
What's up, what's up, what's up, awesome people? It's that time again where you're just chilling with myself, Mr. Wandile, a.k.a. Mwanza, and you're just here chilling with Mr. Luandos. Right?
Yeah, I'm your brother, man. Why don't you mention I'm chilling with my brother,
Okay, I'm chilling.
Say it, man, say it loud.
I'm chilling
say
with loud. My brother,
hear that?
Man.
You're chilling with Wandile's brother. This is Luando.
Yeah. Because they have similar names.
Yeah. Active FM Quiet Times on Intensity.
Yeah.
Yeah,
welcome,
this is
man.
Our
welcome,
show.
Man.
Yeah. So what's the title, man?
The title is Keep Harmony in Your Relationship. But before we get there, like, you see, now we're rushing into
No.
Yes.
Listen.
Obviously, we're just giving them tips of
listen,
the topic, you know.
You keep harmony.
Yeah.
In
you
your
keep harmony in your relationship.
You see?
Yes.
And this is what this is about.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That we help you and you help yourself to build a relationship with who? With God.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And that means between your relationship with God, there must be harmony.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? That's what this show is about. You know, we call it Quiet Times because we believe in reading our Bibles in the mornings.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So, man.
Yeah.
How's you?
How's me? You know, I'm all good. You know, everything is awesome. Everything is chilled. Everything is lekker. Okay, lekker is Africans word of awesomeness. You know, so yeah, it's awesome. You know, when you have Christ inside of your life, everything things become awesome.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there will be challenges.
Yeah.
But it will only depend on how I handle my challenges because I know myself that I cannot handle my challenges on myself because when there is God, you cannot handle your challenges by yourself because God is there to help you, to help you with your challenges and all that.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, whenever I do my quiet times with and spend time with God, that's where the challenges are being resolved. You know, because why? Because of the time that I spend with God. Now the question is, how much are you spending time with God within yourself? Because you know, you can be spending the rest of your day and then somewhere in the line challenges become more bigger and bigger. Why? Because you didn't spend time with God, and you become depressed at the end of the day. You become depressed. You're asking yourself, why are you depressed? Why are you angry? Why is this? What's happening within your life? But that's because you didn't spend time with God. And when you spend time with God, that's where the relationship grows more bigger with God. That's where a whole lot of things within your family becomes within the point that we're going to speak about keeping harmony in our relationship. Why? Because there's Christ inside of it, you know. So, yeah, that's how it is. That's how it is, you know, when you have God, everything becomes awesome.
Yeah.
And there's this statement that we always mention here at church that when you change, everything around you changes. You can't stay the same person. You can't stay the same, you know, like now, right now we're heading into the seventh month of the year already. Can you believe it? Already, you know, that means we just left out with like 5 months.
Yeah.
5 months, then the year's finished.
Yeah.
You know, And you'll be asking yourself that, what have you done within the 6 months? That you, what have you done? What is it that you have literally done that, you know what, that will make anything positive? What have you done? You know, somewhere in the line you can be stressful or depressed that you're thinking to yourself, my word, you didn't do anything. You didn't do this and this and this. You didn't do this right, and it's been so challenging and so forth, you know. But at the end of the day, it's remember, you've got 5 months left to repent of what you've done, and then make it in a way that, you know what, this upcoming 5 months you're gonna do something better something better that you've done more than the previous months, you know, because maybe previous months you've been doing a whole lot of things that were not good and things that were not helpful in your life, that were not productive in your life, you know. And then this upcoming 5 months, you know that, you know what, this is the time where you just need to repent and think of what goals you're going to be doing for this upcoming 7 months and so forth. Yeah, so, yeah, Randos, how about you? How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man.
Yeah.
I'm doing well. For me, as you said, like, in terms of this, there are challenges and all that.
Yeah.
But I think when you... when you do your devotions,
yeah,
and it send you strengthen. So, like, in terms of also praying and then doing your devotion, that helps you a lot as a person. It's like all these, you know, problems, they are consumed. Do you understand what I'm saying? So those are the things that actually know that help. That's the thing about the Bible. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't matter, you know, what a field you find yourself. Do you understand? You run a business, there are challenges.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Wherever you find yourself at work and all that, there are things that sometimes you don't get them right. Do you understand? And you also have your heart now starts like sitting or like in the wrong place. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that affects many things. You get what I'm saying? Mm. But you know, when there's that word of God, of encouragement during the day, that just captures your heart, that just goes on, you know, with your heart. You get what I'm saying? That helps a lot. That actually helps a lot. You get what I'm saying? That now the word of God is there to guide you, to strengthen. Sometimes you don't understand why things are happening the way they're happening. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I think the most important thing is that though things can happen, but you know God is with you during those things while they're happening. You get what I'm saying? And that's the thing about the word of God. And personal, the word of God is not just the word. Do you understand? It's not just something that's spoken. The word of God is God himself.
Yeah.
And this word is the word that has actually created everything. You understand what I'm saying? Everything was created through this word. Isn't it amazing? Like when you read in, like in the book of John 1, it says, in the beginning, there was the word was with God, the word was truly God. You understand? But it's saying in the beginning, there was the word. Do you understand? Even in the beginning, before creation, before the existence of man. And then in verse 14, it says, the word became flesh and dwell among us. So that means the word that was now, this word in our lives has become. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not that the word was, but now even in our lives has become, you understand? This word has become what, the flesh. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's the thing. And one of the things I notice about the word of God, when the word is being spoken, when the word becomes in a place, exists in a place, creation takes place. Like there was no salvation, but the moment when the word of God, which is God, which is Jesus Christ, came into what? Into this world, salvation was created. And we can only be saved by this word because everything was made by this word. You see, and I love, because it says, it's amazing. It says, it's just the relationship, the harmony between John 1 and Genesis 1. Because it says, in the beginning, there was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. And in the book of Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created. And then there in the book of John, it already says, the word was God. And then Genesis chapter 1 says, in the beginning, God created. So that means the word that was God in the beginning actually created.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And it goes on like in the book of John 1 to say, this is actually the light, and this light is life for what?
Yeah.
For men. I hope I'm saying it in the right way, but it speaks about the light. And you also see in the book of Genesis where God says, let there be light. Mm. You see what I'm saying? But that's actually the thing, that when we allow, you know, the word of God, the creation starts, you know, happening in our lives and all that. And the word of God is actually the source. Mm. Jesus is the source. And I mean, imagine sometimes it's so hard to believe. When the Bible says, Abraham believed against all hope. It was not easy.
Yeah.
It was not easy. Sometimes it's not easy. But you know, what do you do when, let's say, God, the word of God promises that, you know what, next year, around June, you will have a church of 10,000 people.
Yeah.
And you're looking now, you don't even have 50 people. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And what happens is that next year comes, now you're sitting around me, and you're looking around you, you see no people. You see no progress.
Yeah.
Will you still believe? Do you understand? God said next year by June, and now next year has come, and you go, it's around me. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you don't even have 100 people. And God said, next month, this coming month, you will have 1,000 people. And the question is, are you going to believe? Because you see nothing. But you know, that's exactly the thing about the word of God. The word is so powerful. And the point is that the word of God doesn't need something else to make you believe that the word of God is true, and what the word of God said will be true. Because if you look in the book of Genesis, before the beginning, before the earth was created and all that, imagine you there, and then they show you a picture where there's nothing. They show a picture that tomorrow, imagine, tomorrow there will be this big thing, earth, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Would you believe? It's actually impossible. It's actually impossible because there's nothing there. And then they're telling you tomorrow there will actually be something big. It's actually impossible. Mm. But you know, that's actually what happened.
Yeah.
Like that. God spoke. The earth was created. The light was created. Like that. And that means the word of God is enough. Mm. Jesus is God and Jesus is enough. It doesn't matter what situation. It doesn't matter where we feel less. It doesn't matter who has said what. Jesus is enough to restore us. He is enough to actually, you know what, give us a new nature. He is enough to actually provide for us. And that's what we need to understand. And understand sometimes you chase after him and all this. Sometimes you go through like hard years, but you don't give up because he's enough. Jesus is enough. The word of God is enough. In the morning to have your quiet times, you need to understand that the word of God is enough. When you're going through something at work, you need to understand that the word of God is enough. Yeah. So you better turn to that word of God. You better turn to that Bible. Make sure that you carry your Bible wherever you go. Make sure that it's in your phone. Do you understand? Yeah. So the word of God is enough. Yeah. Start having a relationship with the word of God. Yeah. It is enough. More than enough. In any situation, the word of God is enough.
You know, speaking about the word, you know, I went through this devotion, just especially this morning. It's the title of the devotion is Take Hold of the Faith You Long For, you know, and the heading is Who Am I? Make the decisions to believe what God said is true for you and about you. When Moses stood at the burning bush, he was filled with self-doubt at God's call. But before God told Moses what he was going to do, he reminded Moses who he was. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Coming from Exodus 3 verse 6. Then Moses replied, yeah, I got that. I know who you are, but who am I? That question is one of the most important you'll ever ask. Your answer will affect the way you look at life, tackle your troubles, and frame your circumstances. The answer to that question can give you the confidence to accomplish your calling or take away your courage to even begin. If you don't answer that question with the truth of God, the devil will answer it for you with this bag, with his bag of lies. What do you think went through Moses' mind when God said, "So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh," Exodus 3 verse 10. I imagine he remembered all the ways he had disappointed people in his past, not to mention the way he had disappointed himself. "You've got to be kidding. I am a murderer. I am a coward. I am so messed up, used up, and fed up. You've made a mistake." How many times have you reacted similarly to Moses when you feel God's nudge to do something big? Perhaps you have to. As soon as God reveals what he has planned for us to do, the devil reminds us of our weaknesses and failures. And we ask the questions, "Who am I that I should write a book? Who am I that I should start a business? Who am I that I should be a teacher? Who am I that I should help orphans overseas?"
Mm.
But then God reminds us who he is, a loving, forgiving, ever-present help. We are not what our past says, not what our inner critic says, not what the devil says. Our identity is in God, and he is calling us to live boldly for him because he is the one sending us.
Mm.
You know, obviously these devotions, it's a way like, it's asking like, who are you? No, who am I? Do you know your identity? You know, do you know who you are with Christ? Do you know where you stand with God? You know, we're looking at one of the places where Jesus shed his blood, where Jesus' beard was ripped off of his face.
Mm.
You know, and that shows in a way of identity. You know, do you know your identity? Do you know yourself? Do you know where you stand with God?
Mm.
You know, and that is the blood of identity. You know, do you know where you stand with God? Do you know where who you are? You know, so yeah, that was my devotion that I went through this morning. It hit me as well, and so forth. Yeah, so yeah. Welcome, as I said, welcome Elian, welcome to our Intensity Show. Don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. And also can visit us on our awesome Facebook page /ActiveFM777. Oh yeah, otherwise we're just heading on to the music. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Hey! Bass. Now! Hear this.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah, bye bye.
Let's just say I heard a truth.
Standing in your ruins feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now all you see are ashes where there was a flame. Truth is that you're not forgotten, cause grace knows your name. It's not done with you, even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars. Oh,
yeah, welcome, welcome, welcome back. Christ music is heart music. Oh yeah, you know, as we said earlier on, our title is keep harmony in your relationship. You know, keep harmony in your relationship. You know, I don't know if you'd want to elaborate in all. You know, can you even?
We keep harmony in our
relationship. You know,
in our relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, man. What do you want me to say? No, I'm kidding. It's important. I mean, any relationship, you know, that doesn't have harmony.
Yeah.
It means there's quarreling. Mm. There's the individual, you know, they start,
yeah,
you know, pulling off from each other. Yeah. Do you understand? That means there's division. You understand? There's no progress.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
And for me personal, like even like what we learned about last week at church, the thing of, you know, like we're looking at the book of Romans 19, it says, therefore let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which, if I'm not mistaken, by which one may edify another.
Mm.
And you see, what they're talking about is that we keep peace because,
yeah,
we can't say we have peace. And we actually understand this, obvious, looking at the Bible, that, you know, we have peace with God because,
yeah,
mm, our sins have been forgiven. God has actually accepted us. Do you understand? That means we are united with God, but we didn't have peace when we're divided. You understand? We were divided from God because of what? Of sin. But the sin that divides us now has been what? Has been erased. Do you understand what I'm saying? It has been washed,
yeah,
away by what? By the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So now what happens is that, so now looking at that, one of the things that you learn is that Jesus never came to fight people.
Yeah.
But Jesus, as himself is God, he came to fight, to overcome,
yeah,
to conquer sin that,
mm,
doesn't allow harmony between people and God.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's what we need to be attacking.
Mm.
We need to be attacking, and it doesn't matter if it's coming from me. And that means we got to be humbled. We got to admit, yeah, where we're wrong. And understanding, even when we admit, there's nothing that we're going to lose. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Now what happens, that the things that we need to focus on are the things that divide us as people.
Mm.
We have to tackle those things. That's why it's important as people that we sit down, and what happens is that we examine ourselves to actually find out what are the things that causes us to stand against our leaders, to stand, yeah, against other people.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm not, maybe I used to, but obviously learning, I'm not the person who would sort of like preach about the other church, about certain people. Do you understand?
Mm.
Even when it comes to people who make other people drink petrol. Do you understand what I'm saying? I feel like I don't have a say there.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not interested in that. What I'm interested in, obviously I'm learning, I'm not saying I'm getting it right, but what I'm interested in, if I have a church, let me focus on the bad things that are happening in my church. Let me sort out what's, yeah, happening in my church. Do you understand? I don't have a church,
yeah,
but I have a life. Do you understand what I'm saying? And there are many things that I'm doing wrong.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And what I need, yeah, to do is that, for me, I've been like, yo, man,
mm,
I've been a big fan of judging people.
Mm.
Even judge, you get my point, in my mind, it's just judging my leader. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I've been a big fan of those things. Do you understand? And I had to repent, and it's a war. Do you understand? It's not like the whole thing is away. But the thing is, I can't focus on, yeah. on that person and focus on that person. They're doing this, they're doing that. But the problem is that I am the problem. That means I need to be sorting myself. I need to be sorting myself out. And that's what I need. Like, I mean, Jesus speak about you, if your brother's what is it, a log on yeah. his eyes, they understand. You sort yourself first.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So the thing is that, you know, we fight against each other.
Yeah.
We fight against each other. Mm. Sometimes you go against someone not realizing that there's a problem in you that makes you go against someone. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you're thinking, no, I need to sort this person out. But the problem yeah. is that the problem makes you see that person in a certain way. Yeah. Do you understand? So what do you need to do? Do you really need to sort out the person, or do you actually need to sort the problem that's in you that makes you see another person as as someone who's wrong and all that? You get what yeah. I'm saying? And the thing is that we gotta be changing ourselves. We gotta humble ourselves. That's why we gotta spend time with God.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we gotta spend time with God. So for me, that's actually the thing that we need to be there where, you know, like, I mean, you also learn in the book of Romans 13, verse 8, it says, owe no one anything except to love one another.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, one of the things that I actually learned about the two commandments that Jesus Christ gave.
Mm.
About you love God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. Mm. You see what I'm saying? And love your neighbor as much as you love yourself.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I learned was that those commandments, in fact, love is the standard of everyone.
Yeah.
Every person is a standard. And what happens is that when you don't fulfill that standard, do you understand what I'm saying? You actually break that someone's standard. And the moment you break it, you hurt them.
Yeah.
Do you understand what you actually hurt them?
Mm.
And the only thing that fulfills that standard, do you understand what I'm saying, that they have in their lives is actually love. That means you love them.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You love them. And one thing we also learn about this is that, you know, being reconciled with people. That's what harmony helps us about. That, you know, we get reconciled with what? With people.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So you learn the book of like 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18. It says, it speaks about the fact that now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. You see, reconciliation is actually a restoration of a broken relationship.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So we gotta be stabilized in God's love.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Although, I mean, Jesus was despised and rejected, but he was secure in his Father's love. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, the faithfulness of God provides security and strength to rebound from hurts and wounds. And I mean, I think that's actually deep. You understand? The faithfulness of God provides that security, that strength to rebound from hurts and wounds. Do you understand? We can actually see that the faithfulness of God, whatever we're going through, whatever has been done, whatever wounds we're carrying with in our lives, yeah. the hurts and all that, we can actually, yeah. we escape them. We are set free from them because of the faithfulness of God. And you know, God's love is actually, God's love is incapable of failure.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? It creates a stability to the inner man. You see what I'm saying? And that's where we're broken.
Mm.
That's where we actually broken.
Yeah.
And the thing is that the word of God actually reaches to the core, his love. You see what I'm saying? And we also receive like God's comfort. Do you understand? We receive because of God's love. Now we receive God's comfort. And you know, one of the things I actually long time, you know, sometimes you evangelize and you God start giving you stuff. But you know, one of the things I actually learned was the fact that what happens is that you can have friends.
Mm.
You can have many friends, a lot of them. But you know, each person, in fact, I can use that, the temple where there will be the room.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And the tabernacle, the holy, and the holy of holies. You understand what I'm saying? And no one could actually get to the holy of holies. You see what I'm saying? No one was allowed. Only the high priest, but was allowed to only get there.
Yeah.
I mean, once a year. Do you understand what I'm saying? But no one else was actually allowed to get there.
Yeah.
And you know, it's actually, I believe it's the same with us as people.
Yeah.
You know, you can have friends. Yes, they can get to a certain room in your life, but there's a room that no one gets to.
Yeah.
And it's in that room where, as a person, you're actually broken.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? It's in that room where, as a person, you actually weak. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's actually in that room, if you don't have Jesus, that was actually my life, that, you know what, when I didn't have Jesus, it's in that room where Satan was actually living and messing up my life, controlling me. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's actually the thing.
Yeah.
You can have the friends, you can have money, but even money cannot get to that room. Do you understand? Even that girlfriend cannot get to that room. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even your parents, even everything, all creation, your God, it doesn't matter what your God is. Your God can be actually sex, paganism. Your God can actually be ancestors. Your God can be stars, can be politics. It can be money, whatever it is. But let me tell you, it can be the universe. Do you understand? People speak about the law of attraction and all those things. But, you know, your God can never get to that inner room. But Jesus can.
Yeah.
That's what I love.
Yeah.
But Jesus can.
Yeah.
But Jesus can. Mm. Because he created that room so that he can live in that room.
Mm.
Yo.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and coming to the question that how do you keep how do you keep harmony in your relationship, you know? And that's one most thing is that, you know, before I get to actually what does it mean, is that, you know, someone in line, you know, if you don't realize that, you know, how to keep the harmony in your relationship. Remember, devil is out there to come to kill and destroy relationships out there. And that's coming from the book of John, verse 10, chapter 10, verse 10, where he's there to come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm.
He's out there to destroy whatever it is that is in front of. But now, if you know that, you know, if you come and you seek forgiveness, seek for forgiveness for whatever that you've caused or whatever that has happened, you know, seek for forgiveness. Because someone in line, when you seek for forgiveness and you get the forgiveness and so forth, the devil will be too scared to get there. Because why? There's forgiveness already happening in there, you know. Mm-hmm. You got to seek for forgiveness, because someone in line, you mostly get healed from forgiveness. You know, mm-hmm. You mostly get healed from the forgiveness, you know. You know, like the previous show that where I mentioned about the story where this lady got healed because she forgave. She forgave, you know. And somewhere in the line, we can get diseases and so forth from things that we are is holding us in. That is like, you know, like could be unforgiveness, full of unforgiveness. You know, sometimes when you are full of unforgiveness, you can get sick.
Mm.
When you are full of unforgiveness, you can get some diseases that you might not know. How did they get there? You know, some people that I know of, they get cancers because of so much unforgiveness from their lives.
Mm.
You know, and well, let me tell you, when you forgive, forgiveness is like a medicine towards your healing. Mm. Forgiveness is like your medicine towards your healing, you know. When you forgive, you become healed. You become healed with, like, you feel that freedom that's coming through.
Mm.
You feel that freedom because you know when you are full of unforgiveness, they it's like you have a backpack on your back, and it's so heavy. You know, it's very heavy. Like you're trying to, obviously you're trying to be strong enough, but that bag is getting more heavier for you.
Mm.
Even though you're trying to be strong enough, but that bag, it becomes more heavier in a way that, you know what, you cannot handle it anymore.
Mm.
You cannot handle it anymore. But now, when you forgive, now that backpack becomes empty, becomes free. It actually becomes, it comes out of your back. Because in that backpack is full of unforgiveness.
Mm.
It's full of unforgiveness and so unbearable. You cannot even get away from it. But the only way you can get away from it is by forgiving.
Mm.
Now Jesus is asking immediately, you got to seek for forgiveness in order for you to keep your harmony in your relationship. You got to forgive, because forgiveness is the way for you to be healed. You know, because literally you if you know that there's a whole you got a lot of grudges inside of you, that you know you've got a grudge from someone probably from 5 years ago, and you're still thinking about it, you still whatsoever. Come on, you can't keep that grudge for long.
Mm.
You can't keep it for very long. Are you telling me that I'm going to reach the age of 60, 80 years old and you're still holding that grudge?
Mm.
No, you cannot. Because somewhere in the line, it's going to destroy you. It's going to destroy your relationship.
Mm.
You got to let it go. You got to forgive. You just tell yourself, hey, I cannot take this anymore. I'm going to go and ask for forgiveness. Or I'm going to forgive that person. You know, that's the way on how you can keep the harmony in your relationship. And the second point comes with that, make a sincere to correct offensive actions and words. You know, that means that, you know what, make it in a way that you want to correct your offensiveness. You want to correct the things that you've been doing in that were so much offensive. You want to correct it, you know.
Mm.
And that's what forgiveness is the tool for you to be healed in many ways.
Mm.
Forgiveness is a tool for you to be healed in many ways. You know, like, and when you have God's love, that's another way. Yeah, you know, when you have God's love inside of you,
mm.
you know that you're already getting healed from all the from all the things that has happened throughout your life. You know,
mm.
And you got to stand on God's word at all time. You got to stand on God's word mm. all the time. You must. That means that you must confess and put your faith to God's word.
Mm.
You got to confess and put your faith to God's word. You got to put it onto His word, coming from the book of Isaiah 54, 17, where it says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me." You know? No weapon formed against you will prosper. That's if you have Jesus inside of your life.
Mm.
Now, no weapon around you will prosper, you know? And coming back to the forgiveness part, that you not. I know someone in line, maybe there was a fight against you and the family, there was a fight against you and your friend, there was a fight against you and your partner. But now you can't let that kill you inside of you. You can't take that for a very long time. It might mess up a whole lot of things. Or maybe it did mess up already. But now you got to go back and ask for forgiveness. Got to go back and seek for peace. You know, like the previous show we spoke about peace. You got to become hungry for peace.
Yeah.
You got to become hungry for peace.
Amen.
And that's how it is. When you become hungry for how you become hungry for peace is when you seek for forgiveness. When you seek for forgiveness, because let me tell you, when there's already forgiveness, there's peace.
Mm.
When there's already forgiveness, there's already freedom coming through that. Because let me tell you, if there's a lot of war inside of your heart, when there's a lot of fight around your family or whoever, then you'll never get peace, because peace will never come to you when there's always fight. Peace will never come to you when there's war. Peace will never come to you when there's always unforgiveness.
Mm.
Peace will only come to you when there is forgiveness, you know.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's how it is, you know.
Yeah.
You got to forgive. There should be forgiveness around, and that's how you can get peace, and that's how you can even keep your harmony. You can keep harmony in your relationship, you know.
Mm.
So let's just take a break and then come back and pray and
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Yeah, welcome back. I hope you had I hope you enjoyed what we were speaking about before we went to the break. You know, it's been, you know, especially with the topic of keep harmony in your relationship. You know, keep harmony in your relationship. How do you keep it? By seeking for forgiveness.
Yeah.
You know, seeking for forgiveness. And when you seek for forgiveness, there will be peace around you. There will be peace in your family. Yeah. There will be peace around wherever you are. You know? Because there's no way you can have harmony in your relationship when there's no peace.
Yeah.
Got to have peace, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The most important thing, in fact, I will bring it as a question. Do you have peace with God?
Yeah.
Do you have peace with God? I mean, if it happens that before you sleep, and then that means you rest.
Mm.
You understand? You don't make it for the next hour, for the next second. It's over here in this world.
Mm.
And the thing is, where does your soul go to?
Yeah.
Where does your soul go to? And that's actually the most important thing. Where does your soul go to? If you have peace with God, you are reconciled with God. But if you die without having peace with God, that means you're not reconciled with God. And you can't be part of God. That means even when you're dead now, you can't be part of God. You get what I'm saying? So would you pray this prayer if you want to give your life to Jesus? And the person says, you know what, I want to have that peace with God. I want to be reconciled with God. Pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I give you my heart.
I give you my heart.
My mind.
My strength.
My soul. Please.
Come live in me.
Give me your Holy Spirit. I confess with my mouth.
That you are the Son of God.
I believe with all my heart that you are the Son of God.
You died.
You were raised from the dead. Taken to heaven.
And right now, seated.
At the right hand of our Father.
Interceding for me. For the church.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
Amen.
Oh yeah. Thank you, guys. I hope what we spoke to you has really encouraged you, your life, and so forth. And remember, you got to keep harmony in your relationship, and that means gotta keep on having peace inside of your life. You can't go everywhere and always having a war inside of your heart and always fighting and so forth.
Mm.
You got to have peace inside of you.
Yeah.
Because when you have peace, that's when everything becomes all right, you know.
Mm.
In a way that you know what, everything is just good,
mm.
you know. And that's why, because there's peace.
Mm.
And that's why, because remember, when you have forgiveness, there will be peace. But when you don't have forgiveness, there's no peace coming through, you know. So yeah, I hope we've encouraged you enough. Hope inspired you enough. And yeah, don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za, and not forgetting our awesome Facebook page /activefm777, and that's where you can just leave your comments on what you think about what we spoke about, or whatever that has encouraged you, and you can just drop it on the comment and so forth. Otherwise, we're going to leave you. We're going to sign out and leave you with an awesome, awesome truth. Oh, yeah. Amen.
Your tambourines out. Every knee, I surrender. You are now.
Hey, get ablaze by active worship today. Contact us for more info on www.activefm.co.za.